Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week in your Heartbeat, you talked about how God delights in us and essentially yes. How God enjoys us.
Yes.
And you shared this beautiful poem that was written by Frances Ridley Havergal. And it says this, I'll just read it for everyone. Made for thyself, O God, made for thy love, thy service, thy delight. Made to show forth thy wisdom, grace, and might. Made for thy praise, whom veiled archangels lord. O strange and glorious thought, that we may be a joy to thee. And I was thinking about that and how the author is saying, to me, what stood out is saying to God, wow, God, you, creator of the universe, almighty God, you find joy in me?
Yes.
In, like, with all my... you know, imperfections, failings, but wow, God, you enjoy me and you find joy in me.
Very
much
so.
That's pretty crazy though, yeah.
Yeah, but it's exactly the feeling, the thinking of our God in the parable that Jesus talked about in the prodigal son. When the son came home, he has joy. And he's going to throw a party and he's going to make it the best he can. And he gets the ring and the
fatted calf, yep.
The coat to put on him and tell him you're now back, you know, not that you were never my son, but back, you're basically coming back and you're my heir. And just this enthusiasm, this bubbling over of joy that the Father has, he has for us. Every day, every moment, but more so when we are extending love and honor to our God, when we are serving him well, using our gifts well. And then he's such a generous God, he then goes, oh, I just want to give more.
It made me think about how if you've had a child, when they do something for the first time,
you go,
wow. You delight in that.
Yes.
Like, oh, wow, they're walking, they're doing this. I still have that experience with Hannah, even though she's 15, because of her intellectual disability, it's taken her a longer time to do some things. I still delight in all of her little things because for her,
it's amazing.
It's a new amazing thing.
And it's amazing, yes.
And I think about that's how God delights in us.
Yes.
And it made me think as you were sharing that God delights, therefore, in myself becoming more who he wants me to be by learning new skills, by developing myself. Like that's what made me think of in this similar context to Hannah doing new things. Me as a parent delight in that. God delights in me discovering more about
that's
who
it.
I am.
He delights in the discovery, in the journey, in the sometimes pushing forward, persevering, going to the best goal that we can reach because he knows our abilities. Mm. He knows what he's given us to be. But then on beyond that is God on top of that doing miraculous things, using us. You know, it's when we are humble and surrendered to him, he uses us so majestically. It's not us. It's totally him and his generosity. And he delights that he can give us more.
Mm.
And he delights in us. Mm. Forget about the gifts.
Yeah.
He delights in us. You know, such a loving God.
A loving God who created us out of that love.
Yes.
And that's like he didn't have to create us.
No.
But his love that he has, he wanted to.
Extend to others.
Yeah.
And we're the others he created.
Yeah. And then he delights in us, his created ones. Like. Yeah.
And he delights when we then reciprocate that relationship back to him. But isn't that the same with humankind? You know, I want my husband and my family to reciprocate the love and delight that I have in them back. Mm. Otherwise, you can feel a very selfish, very one-sided relationship.
Mm.
God's the same.
Mm.
He wants us to delight in him.
Mm. You were then sharing, though, how we should then have open hands and surrender to what God, what more God has for us.
Because he's always got more.
Mm.
It's got, it's like, if you want to describe God, God is love and God is more.
Mm.
More
mm.
than,
mm.
greater, higher, above.
Mm. Mm.
That's him. You know, he's never less than, below, you know. He's yeah. just not.
Yeah.
And so there is more he has on offer to us. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm going to jump from being a pleb in a company and being the CEO because that's where he wants me. He could.
Hmm.
Hear this, what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is, though, the more he has for us might be an internal peace.
Hmm.
More hope, more joy,
mm.
more patience, more kindness, more courage.
Mm.
It doesn't mean it's going to necessarily excel me better in my human work life or my human, you know, but it will in your human life, because your spiritual human life is connected while we're here on earth.
Mm.
But then also, what does he say? Store the treasures up that are going to be eternal mm. in heaven,
mm.
which is basically you, mm. your spirit, your relationship with God, your relationship with other people, because mm. things are nothing. Mm. Things fade away.
Yeah,
they return to dust. We return to dust, but our spirit stays on forever.
Mm.
And don't you want that forever to be great and wonderful and magnificent and be with our God?
Because
mm. mm. he's got more for us.
Mm.
That's what heaven is. Heaven's the attaining of the total more
mm.
that we could ever attain.
Mm. Mm.
And it's only God who graces that gift to us.
Mm, mm.
But we've got to be open and surrendered to it. Mm,
mm.
He gives us the privilege of free choice.
Mm.
And if we don't say yes, Lord, and sometimes it's a yes every day,
mm.
he doesn't force us.
Mm.
He'll encourage us and try and draw us to himself, but he allows free choice.
Mm. So how is us being open to God? You're saying, you know, we should be open to God and the generosity he has for us. If we're open, God delights more in that.
If we're open, doesn't God delight in, wow, they're open that I could send them more patience, or mm. I could help them in this area, or mm. whatever God might mm. be. I don't want to stipulate what God yeah. is mm. going to give us.
Mm.
But he wants us, what does he say? I came to bring you life to the full.
Mm.
He's the only one who gives us that full life,
mm.
that completeness.
Mm.
And if we're not open to it, then we don't receive the completeness.
Mm. Mm.
So I'm not giving a specific yep. area. Mm. It's that completeness that only God can give us.
Mm. Mm. For the weekly challenge, we were talking earlier about how we could look at during our week and look at where we delight in God. So God delights in us, but then we could look at our week and see what comes up in this next week. We go, yeah, wow, God, you are generous. You are, you know, giving me areas where I can be more patient. Or
it could be a scripture you're reading and you read where God delights in us.
Mm.
Write it down, read it, say it again, and then go, well, Lord, how can I delight in you more?
Mm, mm.
How can I tell you I love you and delight in you more?
Mm, mm.
And the Holy Spirit will guide us in that. Yeah.
So that's the weekly challenge for this week. We hope that that little chat has blessed you and that has given you something to think about for this week. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.